just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number two. This next story has to do with a survey for housing. Central UP Regional Housing Partnerships urges residents to take a statewide housing survey. This comes to us from the Mining Journal up in Escanaba. Central UP Regional Housing Partnership is calling on all residents, business owners, leaders, and others from across the region to take part in a statewide survey. Statewide survey that will help shape Michigan's next housing plan. The survey is being launched by the Michigan State Housing Development Authority and is open now and available to everyone. If you would like to participate in this survey, text me, 231-360-5140. Text me, survey, and I'll send you the link. It's, I think, about 25 questions long. Took me about 10 minutes to do. Now, one of the things that I was answering most of these questions about was attainable, affordable housing, new housing projects. We need more housing in the state of Michigan. Governor Gretchen Whitmer talked about it in her State of the State address back in February, stating that this was her second highest priority. Number one priority, she said, was literacy. She wants to do whatever needs to be done to get our children, especially young kids, learning how to read before the fourth grade. Well, second top priority of her final year of governorship was to get more housing going here in the state of Michigan. Survey is one of the first opportunities for residents across Michigan to help shape Michigan's next statewide housing plan. Locally, it continues the engagement that began at the Regional Housing Solutions Summit on May 6. Michigan State Housing Development Authority is holding small group engagements, sessions, focus groups, and interviews throughout the region to gather additional input. The housing partnership encourages everyone who lives, works, or does business, especially in the Upper Peninsula, to participate. Every perspective helps build a more complete picture of the region's housing needs. Housing challenges look different in the Upper Peninsula than they do in many other parts of the state. The survey is an opportunity to ensure those differences are reflected in Michigan's next statewide housing plan. Nationwide, it's an issue. Statewide, it is especially an issue, said Ryan Sorcy, Senior Economic Development Planner at the Central UP Regionals Housing Partnership. Michigan's next statewide housing plan will help shape housing policy, funding priorities, and investment decisions for years to come. If we want the Upper Peninsula's housing needs and challenges to be understood and represented, we need people from across our region to participate. Whether you rent, own a home, are looking for housing, build or develop housing, own a business, or simply care about the future of our community, your perspective matters. Every response helps ensure the Upper Peninsula has a stronger voice in shaping Michigan's housing future. Residents are encouraged to complete the survey online, and please share the link widely with neighbors, family, and friends across the region. There currently is no official deadline, but the Regional Housing Partnership encourages responses to be made as soon as possible. Make sure our voices are part of any early data reviews. So again, as a public service, text me survey. Text me survey, and I'll send you the link. I filled it out this morning. It took about 5-10 minutes. But it is critically, critically important that you do this. Why is it so important? Because of the housing problem we do have. I forwarded it to Patriot Pat this morning, and I said it this way. You need to take this MSHDA survey. Answer, especially regarding buying affordable housing, not low-income housing. Previously, MSHDA has been focused on low-income housing projects. It's not what we need, folks. We need affordable houses. Attainable. You have a young married couple, both of them working. They don't have any children yet. Well, they can't afford to buy a $1 million house in Petoskey. Can't afford that. But if you go out and look at some of these other houses that are up for sale right now, particularly in Petoskey, I saw one listing, $250,000 in the nearby downtown area. You couldn't even live in the house. You literally had to go in and spend probably $100,000 to $150,000 just to make it livable. At that point, you're now $400,000 into the house just to make it so you can live in it. This is insanity, people. Well, tomorrow show, Tuesday, we're going to have Heidi on again from Pine Pond in Petoskey, Pickerel Lake Road. She's coming on at 9:30. 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, 1 car detached garage for $225,000. Brand new. You can pick out the colors. You can pick out the countertops, the flooring, all of it. So be sure to tune in tomorrow, 9:30 to 9:48. Heidi from Pine Pond Homes in Petoskey will be on the show. These are the type of projects we need up here in northern Michigan. So again, text me survey. Greatly appreciate if you take about 5-10 minutes, fill out the survey, and submit it. Affordable, attainable housing, not low income, is what we need. I'm not saying we don't need low income housing, but we definitely need workforce housing. People who are actually working, husband and wife, young couple starting out, they need to own a home. Renting is not the way to go. Now, if you're an elderly senior, senior independent living or assisted living, renting is the way to go. Put your home up for sale and move into one of these rental projects is definitely the way to go for seniors, especially if you need help. Making sure you take your medications, making sure you eat, make sure you got the ability to get to doctor appointments. This is important. But for young people, workforce age, you need to own a house. And for you planning commissions, zoning commissions out there, you need to listen to what we have to do in this state. And for you folks who already own a house, you need to be a little bit more tolerant of these new housing projects. This NIMBYism, not in my backyard, has got to stop. We need these projects. We need the people to be able to absolutely, absolutely be able to afford it. Well, I've been following Perry Johnson. As you know, I have personally endorsed him for the August 4th Republican primary for governor. Well, he just sent me a text message. This morning, we launched the Save the Ticket Tour. Over the next 2 days, today and tomorrow, we will be visiting Grand Blanc, Lansing, Rockford, Marquette, Traverse City, Macomb, Jackson. And that will just be the beginning of our bus tour. Stay tuned for more locations coming over the next 3 weeks. Also, this morning, we launched a 60-second TV ad, Morning in Michigan. Perry says, I'm the only candidate with the experience, the message, and the resources to defeat Jocelyn Benson in November. Michigan taxpayers are sick and tired of having their tax dollars wasted by career politicians and insiders. Those folks work for special interests, funding their campaigns, and Michigan taxpayers get stuck with the bill. Well, not with me. We need everybody to get out and vote for me, Perry Johnson, on August 4th. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement, to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain, USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain, USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
Do you suffer from political insanity disorder, where you keep voting for the same people over and over again and expect a different outcome? The good news is, there's a cure. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress in Michigan's 1st District. It's time to elect someone who cares about people, someone who is from the district. Washington is stagnant. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final segment of hour number two, doing a little housekeeping here, checking text messages during the break. Nick Wallace, J2 Construction, up in Harbor Springs. On another note, Randy, it's very difficult to buy a piece of dirt to build on as well. Absolutely. Dirt prices have gone through the roof. However, it's tied to the real estate market of actual housing. Cost per square foot. Typically, a builder spends about 20, maybe 25% of the total proposed house that he's going to build in the dirt. The actual land price, usually about one-fifth, 20%. For example, if you're going to build a $300,000 house, 20% of that should not exceed 60 grand for a lot. However, the real estate market forcing prices up on housing has raised the cost on dirt. So, Nick, I absolutely agree with you. I totally get it. John and Julie downstate, they want to survey. Part of the problem with new housing has to do with all the permits and their costs. Absolutely agree with that 1,000%. Last century, when I built a subdivision, my cost to get the permitting done, the tap-in fees for the water to the sewer, everything in Chesterfield Township, Macomb County, was about $8,000. Today, I've been told by builders, it's over $40,000. That's ridiculous. You have to spend $40,000 in reviewing your site plan, your blueprints, tap into the water and the sewer lines, and you got to spend $40,000 right out of the gate. That's more than double what I paid for those lots. John, Julie, I will definitely set this up and send it to you. Now, here's the other aspect to all of this. The survey is from MSHDA, Michigan State Housing Development Authority. MSHDA is screwed up. all the money that goes into MSHDA, they only want to loan it out if developers are willing to build low-income housing rental projects. That's not what we need in this state. Yes, there are people who don't make a lot of money. Homeless people, maybe even low income. You bet. But it's not rent. We need people to own housing, to be part of the community, to be part of ownership, to take pride in that community. You don't do it. You don't do it with rentals. Again, affordable housing, not low-income housing, is what I'd appreciate if you kept in mind when you did this survey. Mike, reporting in, he's coming to us from Cedarville up in the UP. Housing, yeah, you're right, is outrageous. Now we're looking at homeowners association fees being as much as most mortgages. Housing association fees, the mortgage together, it's just as much as any other type of house. Here is what needs to be done, and this can be done very, very simply. Platted subdivisions, those days are gone. You're not going to own the land free and clear without any homeowners association. Site condos. Site condos are the way to go because the owners in the development make up the condo board. You guys aren't going to waste money like some homeowners associations do when they're controlled by the developer. The condo owners need to be in charge of running the association, getting bids for shoveling the snow, cutting the grass to the entrance of the project, whatever needs to be done, garbage pickup, etc. Negotiate with private businesses and negotiate the best deals possible is what needs to be done. My opinion, site condos are the best way to go. You still own the land, but you share in the common costs with your neighbors. And everybody's in the project together. I'd like to see a small community clubhouse where people can rent it out for meetings, church services, whatever, and hold your meetings there. Let the neighbors come, make it a potluck dinner. Sit down, have a meal together, and figure out how to save yourself money together. That's the way I think it should be done. Last half hour of today's show, we're going to shift gears. We got other stories from Lansing. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states.